Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family. And we are so delighted that you've welcomed us in. You know, we would love to hear from you. So send us an email with a question or a comment to Jim and Joy at EWTN.com. Well, today we are welcoming Nell Andrzejewski to our show. Nell is an experienced shrine guide who's traveled the world and explored far-flung cities around the world. So since 2010, she has specialized in our United States backyard beauties by directing Catholic Church tours, a unique not-for-profit dedicating to opening up hundreds of Catholic sacred spaces to those who want to explore. Now on EWTN's Hidden Gems, Catholic Shrines in America, she walks viewers through centuries of American history while showcasing the beauty and the relevance of our national Catholic shrines that we have in our sacred spaces. So we're looking forward to having Nell on our show, and she's going to be sharing with us all about the Hidden Gems, which you can now watch on EWTN Plus, EWTN.com, and Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard on the EWTN channel. Yeah. And it will bless your life. You could go out to the website, CatholicChurchTours.com.
Well, we were so blessed. I think I had seen a trailer on Hidden Gems, but I didn't see any of the shows, you know? And so, of course, we've watched several of the shows now. And I want to tell you, it is beautiful. I just said, this is even more than I had hoped. I don't know, the color's so vivid, the places, the shrines that you go to, inside, outside, just beautifully done. They must have a lot of drones or something. They got all different shots from all different angles. So it's very captivating. It's beautiful. We need to see beautiful things. And then kind of how she shares, and evidently the scripts are written by people that they're expert in these fields. So, I mean, you're really getting educated. It's good for you. It's good for your children. The history is there. And then there's so many dimensions with each shrine. It's so unique. I just figure, well, you go into a shrine, a place, maybe there's a relic there, and then there is certain things there or statues and so on. But then there's related things that are there that you get to see, artifacts and other stuff. So it's just absolutely beautiful. I'm so glad that we're doing the shows. And you are going to be so blessed if you haven't seen any of these shows. So go to Hidden Gems, EWTN, and take in these shows. Plenty more to come. We'll be right back. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, our guest today is Nell Andrzejewski, and she is the host of EWTN's Hidden Gems, Catholic Shrines in America. Well, Nell, we welcome you to At Home. We're excited to have you.
Thank you. And
we want you to tell our family about this new show, Hidden Gems, Shrines in America.
It's really wonderful. We have a series of shows that are taking people through different beautiful historically rich sacred sites, Catholic sacred sites in the United States. And our history goes back before the United States, actually. We've hit the 250 mark with the United States, but St. Augustine, Florida, for example, is a, there's a shrine, Our Lady of La Leche, which was established in the 1500s, 460 some years ago, is when the first mass on the continental U.S. was prayed.
Yes. And that really comes across so beautifully. We had been to Our Lady of La Leche, personally and so on, but it was like, I missed so much after I saw your show. I just said, like, I missed so much when I was there. I didn't know all of that. There's other places for me to go and so on. And just the historic nature as well as the beauty of that place, like you were saying, like the first mass being held there. And you know, the name of the priest that did it, Father Lopez Menendez, who came, I mean, it's, I guess it's one of the most historic sites in our country regarding the Catholic faith.
It really is. It's a birthplace of our of our faith in the nation, in the in our land. It's this place where, well, the sacrifice of the Mass was offered, and the thanksgiving was taken up to God for not just for the travels of getting across that ocean. I can only imagine, but for all time. You know, so it's this place of deep history. I mean, they have an archaeological dig there now, and they're uncovering what for a time had been covered up in regards to the history of the location of the place.
Yeah, that's an amazing aspect when we watch that one. This thing just keeps going on and on, and new things are surfacing, and it's amazing just to be that in touch with the history of that site. And your shows do that. I mean, there's so many dimensions to each shrine you're going to. I haven't seen them all, but we've seen several of them. And so it's like, wow, this is just so beautiful.
Right.
The unique things that are there. What's the history of the miraculous medal? What is that all about anyway? A lot of us still don't understand. I thought that was in France, but we're doing America. Like, what is that about? And you just, there's so many aspects, so much learning to take place that you pour forth.
Yeah, and that's what I've found myself. I kind of know the story of the miraculous medal. I've worn one, since, for a long time. I've understood what this is. But to go to these places, to view the shows, you get this more rich understanding because of the local devotion that was entrusted with this message. Mm-hmm. So in the United States, we have these places that are entrusted with a message that might be very old.
Yeah.
And yet it becomes fresh and new and rooted in a particular location. Stateside. Yeah. So even though it was 1830 in Rudebach when St. Catherine and Our Lady spoke, it was not too long after that in the United States where that took root here and is currently fruitful. Mm-hmm. So the history and then the connection between the communion of saints on different sides of the pond is there. And then go somewhere and then you go out with what it is that you've been given. Mm-hmm. So the miraculous medal is, it's a little object, it's a very small object, but it's something that has great significance, great grace that's attached to it.
Yeah, and when we went to the one in St. Augustine with La Leche in the beautiful little chapel, and it holds like 15, 20 people maybe, right? It's so beautiful. But couples have gone there for really who were struggling with fertility issues, right? And then they go back when they have a child, when that miracle does happen for them, and the life-giving of that pilgrimage for those families, right? And to say, this mattered, this made a difference. And that's just one that has an example like that.
Right. And these places are, I'm going to say pedestrian and not in some sort of demeaning sort of way, but they're not, it's not an auditorium. You're not going there for a show. There's not, this is not a marketplace. It's not a commercial endeavor. This is a place that has deep spiritual roots and just this quiet intentionality of place and of purpose, stability there. So Our Lady of La Leche, for example, that you mentioned in St. Augustine, Florida, the tenderness of the mother is once again opened up to us in a place where we can find refuge. And it's not a huge location. Mm-hmm. It's 1 acre. It's on 1 acre, the sacred acre. But then you have these other shrines too that are very large and have very large expressions of the faith. So I'm thinking of Iowa. Outside of Sioux City, Iowa, there is a 33-foot statue of the Blessed Mother. This huge icon of the gift that God has given us and in humanity through His Mother. And then also another statue of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, very large statues on acres of land with lots of outdoor space where you can walk and pray and meditate. And it's one of the most educational locations. They have plaques about different saints and different apparitions of Our Lady.
Yeah. And like you said, you go there. Most people who go are on a pilgrimage, right? And so they're looking to have an encounter with the saints, and they're be a relic there, mm-hmm. something for them to meditate on and to have a deeper, maybe they're looking for conversion, maybe they're looking for healing, but it's going to enrich and enhance their faith journey.
Some of them are not looking for anything, mm-hmm. I think they just are like, what's that? That's yeah. like, I've heard about this place, maybe. I'm thinking of both places I just mentioned, Holy Trinity, Queen of Peace Shrine with those giant statues. Mm-hmm. They might come out of curiosity.
Yeah.
And they do. I'm thinking also of the Grotto of the Redemption. So this is a pretty odd sort of place because it's in the middle of nowhere. I mean, you have flat land, tabletop flat, Iowa, and on it is built up this large, like a city block of rocks, mm-hmm. of precious metals and petrified wood and precious gems and not a saber tooth, but you know, a petrified fossil is mm-hmm. in it. You know, I mean, but it's all designed to show the story of redemption. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So I think people do come out of curiosity or wanting to see something really special, and not necessarily because they're seeking God, mm-hmm. But God is there. Mm-hmm. And that's why the shrines exist, is yeah. because of his presence right. in the world.
Yeah. Well, it's important. Like I was sharing with you before the show, I was trying to understand the distinction, you know, what is a shrine mm. versus a parish?
Right.
And can shrines could be separate, is separate from a parish. Parish is a community of people, they're marrying people and so on. The shrine is a particular place right. dealing with a saint or something in particular, but it's sacred. That could be in a parish, the shrine itself. So share a little bit about that.
True, true. Yes. Yeah. So you can have a parish church right. and within it have a shrine. So in Missouri, Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal, or in Chicago at St. Jude, there's a parish church in Pennsylvania. Our Lady yeah. of the Miraculous Medal is a basilica, and it has all the sacraments there, marriage and et cetera. Yeah. But there is a section in the church that has become a very powerful corner of devotion
right.
by which we come to know Christ. Mm-hmm. So through Our Lady, or through in Chicago at St. Jude Shrine,
yeah.
there's a little corner and, mm-hmm. and a relic of St. Jude, one of the apostles in yeah. Chicago. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. this connects in a physical way the spiritual realities.
Yeah. They're telling me we have the trailer to Hidden Gems, so it's really
okay.
important that we
yeah.
take a look at this trailer, and I think you'll catch even better visually what we're trying to say here.
A land rich in Catholic culture is closer than you think.
This is the site of the first Catholic Mass in the United States of America.
Join Nell Angievsky's mission to share America's treasure trove of Catholic history with the world by visiting sacred sites that reflect every beautiful facet of our faith. Uncover these Hidden Gems. Watch on EWTN or stream on EWTN Plus, as well as online and on the go.
That's a little taste of kind of catching it. Now, that wasn't really Father Lopez. But that's a part of what you do at various sites. So, I mean,
right.
it's not only that you're seeing everything that's there, which is just wonderful enough, and all the different shots that you have of that, mm-hmm. the aspects of it, mm-hmm. then all of a sudden these things, you get like dramatic reenactments. That's a big deal to mm-hmm. have that.
Right, right. I think that really does help viewers really to get into the story, to see who it was who was behind the building of the shrine. Why is this here? Mm-hmm. Who was it who had that faith, who made something so concrete, so lovely, so attractive, and so enduring? So that story, that part of the story is often told with these episodes on Hidden Gems, as well as maybe the story of the devotion that mm-hmm. happens to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mentioned the St. Jude one. Mm-hmm. Okay, where's that located again?
That one's in Chicago.
Okay, mm-hmm. in Chicago. We watched that one, and I don't know what it was about that one, but I just was really getting moved for some reason. Mm-hmm. I do have a grandson by the name of Jude.
You
who
do.
Had real difficulty at his birth and so on. But yeah, I mean, you had a time there where you said, and here's the thousands of requests.
Yeah.
There's thousands of requests coming mm-hmm. into this place. And you just think of all those people and their need and what they're doing. And you said, weekly or bi-weekly, like they're getting thousands of requests.
Stacks. Yeah, that was like stacks. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's beautiful because there's this network of prayer that goes out from these places that is like concentrated in that location mm-hmm. in order to have that real connection. So you have a shrine, and maybe it's a little bit hidden or a little bit out of the way, even if it's in the middle of a city, but that ends up bringing the world to it, to Christ, really. So people are, they put the petitions underneath the statue of St. Jude, right mm-hmm. near his relic, because no one could pray enough for mm-hmm. all of those intentions. So we need the intercession of those who have gone before us. And at each place, actually, I really love the candle rooms. They're often, mm-hmm. there's usually an area where there's a place to light a candle.
Yeah.
And I find those areas very beautiful mm-hmm. in their aesthetic.
Yes.
Because they're usually very nicely appointed. Mm-hmm. But also in the power of the prayer that is represented through the light that's
right.
left behind.
And that visible witness, I mean, it was so serene. It was beautiful. And the point is to, I would hope, to deliver us from the noise of this world, mm-hmm. right? For everything that is ugly in this world that's coming across the networks and into our minds and into our feet of our brain. Mm-hmm. And when you watch the shows, you're like, this is good for my soul. Like, I need this. And so it was so enriching, right? We were so blessed, especially with St. Jude's and Danny Thomas and that whole beautiful connection and how he made a commitment, right? He asked for a favor. He got blessed. And he's like, I'm gonna do this.
Right.
Tell our family the story.
Oh, well, yeah, he was pretty dry up in regards to his acting career. He wasn't going anywhere with it. And he made a promise to St. Jude, if he, you know, help me out and I will spread your story, I will tell your story. And then his career took off mm-hmm. and he did. And he made major fundraisers and helped out to establish really the devotion to St. Jude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to help
in the hospital
in that beautiful hospital, right?
Mm-hmm. Incredible. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break at this point and hold you over for the final segment.
Okay.
And so maybe you can introduce us to a few other places. So we'll be right back. There's plenty more to come. It's Hidden Gems. And you're going to want to, if you haven't seen any of these shows, they're absolutely beautifully done and very instructive. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, we're finishing our conversation with Nell. Now, Nell, we want you to tell our family, what does it take to make this show come off?
It takes quite a lot of work. Mm-hmm. A lot of collaboration with a lot of different people. Our scriptwriter is phenomenal, experts in the field in regards to knowing really the shrines throughout America. And then just the different people that we need to pull together to tell the story, all the experts that are lined up in order to do that. And I honestly, I got to give a kudos to the whole reproduction team that does the historical reproductions of the different facets mm-hmm. of these shrines, because I think they really do a lot of work, a phenomenal job of getting the story told. So, I mean, there's a lot of pre and post. And then shooting at the shrines, we definitely use drone work. I think that
is mm-hmm.
expert.
Yeah.
Just beautiful drone work and excellent footage. I know when I'm there, one of the things that I appreciate about the shrines is that I get to bring all the viewers with me. Mm-hmm. I really do. I have a little silver notebook that I, you know, jot down each shrine, where do I go, and special intentions that I have myself, but then it's always EWTN viewers. Mm-hmm. And so when we're producing the show, it's not just a show, it's an actual, mm-hmm. we're actually going to experience and to receive graces and to beg graces to give out.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that when you are able to hear something, when you watch it, that touches your heart, that's the grace of the shrine mm-hmm. that's coming through.
Well, that's happening.
Yeah.
I just want to say
that's real.
That's happening. That's our experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like I said, with the St. Jude one in particular, it was just connecting so much. And I said, I watched a few other ones. And so different ones connect in different ways with you. I didn't even know why that one in particular was. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, something was really happening to me mm-hmm. when I watched the St. Mm-hmm. Jude one here that was here. Yeah, it's just a grace, it's a charism, it's something that's coming forth. And people are going to want to go to these places if they can. You're bringing them there, it's happening. But it's like, wow, I want to experience that place where thousands and thousands of people are pouring out their hearts in need, and it's all getting located here. Something's happened. This is like the epicenter of what's going on here regarding this. Or maybe it's another shrine with martyrs and what's at place. Martyrs of various kinds that were killed, or martyrs that contracted disease because they were ministering to people.
We have to stop
at this point.
Okay.
Thank God we have you for tomorrow, because I know you.
There's a lot more to talk about. A lot more to see.
You can watch Hidden Gems, Catholic Shrines in America on EWTN Plus, EWTN.com, and right here live on the EWTN channel Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. You will be very blessed. You will have an encounter with these particular places, why they're holy, what they're emphasizing, who they're emphasizing, what aspect of our faith they're emphasizing. It's a real happening for you and for the entire family. So join us again tomorrow with Nell Andrzejewski and the Hidden Gems of Catholic Shrines in America. You're an important part of this family. You're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.